The extra jobless benefits went away, but where are the new recruits? I'm David Brancaccio. When 26 states opted to put an end to extra unemployment benefits, the intent was to prod workers to jump back into the labor pool where new faces are tough to find these days. Yet, fresh data from the payroll and benefits platform called Gusto can't detect any resulting hiring surge. Marketplace's Amanda Peacher has more.
Gusto economist Luke Pardue has this takeaway from his new hiring analysis.
If we want a speedy recovery, ending unemployment insurance is not the silver bullet.
It's not like states that ended those extra weekly benefits saw a flood of returning workers. Hiring was about the same as in other states.
What that's telling us is that there are so many other things happening in the labor force that are keeping workers out.
Things like lack of childcare or concerns about the Delta variant. Karen Stryker is a co-owner of Casanova Pizzeria in Boise, Idaho. She needs kitchen and front house staff.
We get people applying or calling, seeming to be interested, but then many of them will not show up.
Stryker's not sure why. Idaho is one of the states that ended extra unemployment benefits, but it also has low vaccination rates. Luke Pardue says that's a factor.
All of the increase in employment is driven by these states with higher vaccination rates.
So he says COVID safety seems to be a bigger incentive than the loss of $300 a week. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.
In about 4 hours, we'll get a state-of-the-art briefing from America's central banker on jobs and growth and prices. Paul Christopher is head of global market strategy for the Wells Fargo Investment Institute.
Although the Fed has been largely discounted in terms of their view on inflation, they've stuck with this idea since the beginning of the year that inflation is transitory. The market doubts that at this point. A lot of consumers doubt that at this point. So the Fed has kind of painted themselves into a corner with inflation. On the job market, there is some concern there among the Fed policymakers and in the market that we will have a return in large force of workers anytime soon. And that is creating some concerns that wages will have to go up and that might drive further inflation.
No changes in interest rate policy are expected today, although after the last Fed meeting in June, just some talking about tapering off some bond buying stimulus knocked the bond market for a loop. Let's do the numbers. Bond market is stable. The Dow is down 24 points. The NASDAQ composite is up 0.3%. The S&P 500 is down 0.1%. After the biggest two-day drop for Chinese stocks since 2008, earlier this week, the key index in Hong Kong went up 1.5% today. We talked to our China correspondent about Chinese regulators getting stricter on some very powerful China-based companies. Marketplace Morning Report podcast, if you miss our coverage on the air. The scent of public relations. The Ford Motor Company has just come out with a cologne that smells a bit like gasoline to promote its electric Mustang for those gearheads who miss the smell of hydrocarbons in the morning. That's the idea. For those who prefer the tang of peony, mandarin, sandalwood musk, or patchouli, Dolly Parton is releasing her first fragrance. See how Marketplace, it's not just dollars, it's also cents. S-C-E-N, forget it. Sometimes retail spaces resonate with us and we miss them when they're gone. We've been hearing your stories about vanishing pieces of the American economic landscape. Today, Pearl Paint, an art supply store that started across several creaky floors in New York City.
My name is Sylvia Olmos. I'm an architectural lighting designer, and I wrote in about Pearl Paint in New York City. Pearl Paint was located in Canal Street towards the beginning of Chinatown, and it had about 5 stories all painted white with the red windows. You couldn't miss it. It was all art supplies. Anything you ever wanted as an artist, designer, you could find it there. From furniture on the first floor for your design studio, another floor just had paints, and then another floor was just papers, another one sculptures. So each floor had a theme. And you had to organize your shopping because it was a narrow stairway that went up that building and it was very full. So you had to plan. You didn't want to go all the way up and then have to go back down 3 flights of stairs to get something else and then go back up again. We came to New York, my husband and I, to pursue our education at Pratt Institute in Brooklyn. You know, we came from Puerto Rico and we were coming to New York. It's the art capital of the world. And for a while, you know, our lives were going just about every weekend to Pearl Paint to buy the supplies needed for the next week. And it was tradition at the beginning of the school year. All the art students in New York were there buying their supplies. In one day, you could see, like, you know, all the artists from the city just walking by. I mean, everybody else was there for the same reason. They were all doing creative things. We were all in the same boat, trying to figure out how to make things. I guess there was some mismanagement at some point, and they tried to keep it going, but at some point they just couldn't, and I guess the internet didn't help, so it closed. And now I think the building has been renovated into high-end residential apartments. It's not like I would be going there anyway now. I live away from the city. But every so often, you know, I go to Michael's looking for something and they don't have it. And I know I can get it online, but it's not the same. You have to be there in person to touch the papers, feel the weight, feel the texture, smell the supplies. And it's sad that the students, you know, missed that experience.
Sylvia Olmos, remembering Pearl Paint in New York. Is there a feature of the American economic landscape that meant something to you but is no more? Email us using morningreport@marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.